Thank you for listening to Calm Radio.
You're listening to Calm Radio, a production of the students of the Belisario College of Communications at Penn State University. Calm Radio. News, sports, talk.
Yeah, I was out in Montauk over the summer in Long Island.
You mean on Long Island?
Wait, guys. You've heard the song. It's clearly...
Down in the island.
Hold on. Say that again?
Down on the island.
That's better. Tune in on Tuesdays from 3:10 to 3:40 p.m. to hear all things Long Island sports.
Just sports? Let's talk about other stuff, too.
Yep, we'll talk all things Long Island. Don't get your ins and ons twisted. Tune in on Calm Radio.
Hey, Tommy, want some barbecue?
Hold on. Did you say barbecue in State College?
That's right, but not just any barbecue. This is the original Prospector's Mountain Nittany Rib Company. Choose from beef brisket, pulled pork, pulled chicken, or smoked sausage. And right now, Penn State students, show your ID to buy a sandwich, get another half off every Tuesday and Thursday after 5 p.m. and all day Sunday. Excludes the Prospector Burger. Grab a buddy and grab a sandwich. Prospector's Barbecue, only 3.5 miles from downtown State College.
Is this phone booth?
No, this is
Grant Sheets.
Is this
phone booth?
No, this is
Joe Callahan Jr.
Is this phone booth?
No, this is
Justin Chevalella
and Josh Bartosik.
I'm not a
phone booth.
Patrick, that's the name of the
award-winning talk show every Thursday from 3:30 to 4:30.
The regular season is winding down, but coverage is just ramping up with postseason play right around the corner. Join Josh Bartosik, Justin Chevalella, and Mac Young on the Calm Radio Hockey Insider Show as they break down all things surrounding Penn State hockey. The success of the Nittany Lions has come as a surprise to many, but don't be surprised at the in-depth analysis the insiders will bring you every Tuesday at noon.
Get creative and think outside your comfort zone with Penn State's official TEDx conference. Get inspired and check out past TED Talks on TEDxPSU.com. Hear from Penn State students, professors, and others from around the globe. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Stay on the lookout for independent TEDx events coming up. If you had the opportunity to share a TED Talk, what would yours be about?
Something very interesting happened this semester. Calm Radio gave Joe Tooman and Chris Reynolds an hour-long talk show from 4 to 5 on Fridays. It's called The Deal Zone. Why would they do that?
To hear Joe's takes about Shake Milton?
No. They have all these great talk shows. Why do they need another one? Something's going on in the Willard Building, and everyone at Penn State wants to know what.
Tune into The Deal Zone to hear the latest in the world of professional sports.
What song should we use for this commercial? We got Story of Us, Love Story, Long Story Short.
What? Why does that matter?
Well, it's Nittany Stories. We gotta have a song with story in the title, like moral of the story or the story.
It doesn't matter. As long as we tell people Nittany Stories is the best talk show to hear Calm Radio members tell interesting stories, have wild debates, and play random games.
It is the best talk show to get to know Calm Radio members, their story of my life.
Okay, I get it. A lot of story songs. But we need to tell everyone Nittany Stories is from 2:10 to 3:10 here on Calm Radio.
I think you just did.
Wait, hold on. This isn't the Material Girls. This is the Gridiron Girls, the only all-female football talk show on Calm Radio.
We break down all the games, teams, and latest news across the NFL and college football. Join Sydney Sterling, Molly White, Emma Holtz, and Alexis Yoder
every Tuesday from 4:20 to 5:20, only on Calm Radio.
College football might be over according to the schedule, but it's certainly not over according to the analytical line. I'm Josh Davis, and every Thursday I go live to give my analysis on your favorite college football team. Sure, Franklin might be bringing in some nice recruits and transfers, but you want to know what these guys are going to do on the field. You don't want to hear about simple stats and projections. You want to know what exactly it means for Storm Duck to replace Joey Porter Jr. Does it mean more interceptions, or does it mean giving up touchdowns on corner three up the seams? Get all the info and more on the analytical line Thursday mornings at 11 on Com Radio.
When you enter the deal zone with Joe Tooman and Chris Reynolds, you gotta be prepared for a lot of emotions. I mean, me as a Sixers and a Packers fan, there's a lot of heartbreak, and sometimes it can be a little too hard to handle.
I understand your pain, Joe. As a Saints, Mets, and Westbrook fan, the last few years have not been kind. But if you want to hear me and Joe talk about our suffering sports fandom,
as well as the latest in the world of professional sports, tune into the Deal Zone on Fridays from 4 to 5, right here on Com Radio.
Hey, Kaylee, can you get the phone? Hi, sorry, I'm a little busy. Tell them to leave a message. Hey guys, it's Anna and Kaylee from The Answering Machine, the sports talk show where topics are chosen by you. Contact us on Twitter at ANSWR_machine and Instagram at the.answeringmachine to have your topics discussed on air. See you on Wednesday nights at 7:10. Do you want the latest news in college basketball to get your Saturday morning rolling?
Crawford's gotta hurry!
While trek down the road to March Madness as a rotating panel discusses the latest nuggets inside the greatest sport on our globe. And yes, it spreads, John Rothstein. Wake up with the Road to March Madness show, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturdays, only on Com Radio.
Puck taken here by Hall. Continues on past Miller. Hall across, fires, score!
Did you miss any hockey action, trades, or rumors? Or maybe you just want to sit back and relax and hear about your favorite players. Whatever your reason is for tuning in, I promise we'll have it all for you on the Bar Down Bros. Every Monday from 4 to 4:30 p.m. right here on Com Radio.
Man, watching Alex Ovechkin get all these milestones is so fun to watch.
Even with how bad the Islanders are, he's still the greatest goaltender in the NHL.
I mean, look, it's really easy to talk hockey when you have the best team in the Metro Division.
Can the Flyers do anything right?
If you want to hear Anthony cry, tune into the Sin Bin every Wednesday from 12:10 to 1:10 with Jacob Cheris, Tim Rogers, Josh Bartosik, and Anthony Desher right here on Com Radio.
Yeah, I was out in Montauk over the summer in Long Island.
You mean on Long Island?
Wait, guys. You've heard the song. It's clearly...
Down in the island.
Hold on. Say that again?
Down on the island.
That's better. Tune in on Tuesdays from 3:10 to 3:40 p.m. to hear all things Long Island sports.
Just sports? Let's talk about other stuff, too.
Yep, we'll talk all things Long Island. Don't get your ins and ons twisted. Tune in on Com Radio.
Aliens, basketball, celebrities, and drama. The Com Radio Table brings you everything and more.
Join Gia Sabatino, Carly Deloso, and Natalie Simone to discuss all topics from A to Z.
Every Wednesday from 4:30 to 5 on Com Radio. You won't want to miss it.
Can the Houston Astros win back-to-back World Series? Can the New York Mets bounce back after last season? And how will the Seattle Kraken do in its inaugural campaign? Oh wait, wrong commercial. Almost all of these questions can be answered on Ducks in the Pond with Logan Berandes, Gabe Angieri, and Ben Surface. Wednesdays from 9:05 to 10:05 p.m. for all updates around the MLB. Tune in live on Com Radio.
If we're comparing the general manager and head coaching situation right now with the New York Jets and New York Giants,
For me, it's no debate. It's Brian Daboll and Joe Schoen. And let me tell you, I know what you're going to say. It's all first year. But let me just say this. Brian Daboll and Joe Schoen took over a terrible cap situation. They basically got their team in the playoffs without Kenny Golladay, Kadarius Toney. Daniel Jones looks like, I think, comeback player of the year and has a bright future. For me right now, it's Joe Schoen and Brian Daboll.
I am going to say first year. Because it is only the first year, and you gotta wait and see what happens. But which team has the better superstars? Which team has the two Rookie of the Year candidates? And which team has the overall better roster? I know they couldn't stay healthy, and I know they need a quarterback, but I would take my guys, Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh, over Schoen and Daboll, even though I love Daboll's facial hair, and he's an awesome guy on the sidelines.
Your team didn't show up.
I know
your
they
team
didn't
show
up, but I still
your
think
your
team they're
didn't
better.
Show up. Who's playing in the playoffs? But anyway,
you're
this is the
sad.
Ben and
Ben show,
and it starts right now.
And a great Thursday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Ben and Ben show. It is great to be back on the airwaves after a week-long hiatus.
Is it?
There is a ton to talk about. Jets news, Giants news, Yankees news, Mets news. We'll try to talk about it all. 10:10 to 10:40. You're with us, Ben Wasserman, Ben Taylor. Ben Taylor, how are you?
I don't know how good it is to be back on the air after last night if you're a Mets fan.
Yeah.
But I think that's where we have to start. I don't know. I had fears of this. You can go back into my archives, in the archives of the Ben and Ben Show on Spotify, and we thank you for the support. I had fears of this from the get-go. I did. I knew this was going to happen, and I said it was going to be a stupid injury.
Go off.
So, it's time, folks. I love Steve Cohen, but it's time to do it. It's time. Met fans have to look in the mirror here. Do you notice how the Yankees told all their starting pitchers, whether it was Garrett Cole, Nestor Cortez, they were like, yeah, we don't really want you guys to go. And then the next day, what happened? Oh, he has a hamstring injury, but we still think he could be ready for opening day. That's what the New York Mets should have done here with Edwin Diaz. And don't give me that garbage, because that's what it is. Oh, he's playing for his country. He really wants to do it. So you're saying Edwin Diaz cares more about a stupid, fictitious tournament than winning a World Series? Is that what we're doing here?
Wow.
Are you kidding me? There is no excuse. Edwin Diaz should forfeit his contract. That's what he should do. He should. He played in a tournament that doesn't matter. And Francisco Lindor hits an inside-the-park home run and is making diving plays. Where is this during the regular season? Where is it? You don't see this. These guys care more about a tournament that doesn't matter than nobody else cares about except them. And that's great. But in the regular season, they don't do nearly what they do. How do you get hurt celebrating in a quarterfinals? It wasn't even the championship. How does that happen? Why does that happen? Why did the Mets let him go? They shouldn't have. He just signed a contract for $100 million. He shouldn't have won. And now the season can be derailed. It's him and Lindor. That's what everybody says. And Pete, if they're gone, the Mets aren't going anywhere. Well, now you have David Robertson closing games who can't do it, who literally the Phillies said in the postseason, you cannot close games for us.
What a start to the show that was, Ben. I've never ever seen you get that heated, but that was unbelievable to watch up close and personal. And I'm going to clip that and post it on Twitter because I really think that can get 15 million views. And I stand with everything that you said. You have always been strongly against the World Baseball Classic. And I've been against it for the pitchers, but I've also said, yeah, it's fun. You know, a lot of people go there. These games are cool. It's good for the fans. Maybe it'll grow the game. But I completely understand what you're saying. And if you're a Mets fan right now, I feel terrible for you. But Ben Taylor, wow, I can't believe what I just witnessed.
It's true, though. Edwin Diaz being out could derail the Mets season. The Mets season is not over because David Robertson, Adam Ottavino could step up. But now this pen now became so much more weaker because now you have to rely on guys, the Yankees Rule 5 pick, who was having one of the worst spring trainings you could ever have, is going to have to now be on this team in the pen-wise. David Robertson, who was an eighth-inning guy who said, I can sit close games, but I don't want to be a closer anymore, is now going to have to close. Adam Ottavino is going to have to be an eighth-inning guy when he's really a seventh-inning guy. the Mets' pen is so much weaker, and you still have the... Oh, the Mets should pull everybody from the World Baseball Classic. Steve Cohen, who's in Japan today. I love you, Steve Cohen.
Why is he in Japan?
Because he's watching the WBC.
I thought that was in the U.S. That's in Miami.
Well, Japan and Italy played this morning.
Oh, okay, okay.
In their quarterfinals. I'm just going to say it. Let's be honest. Call them up right now and get them out. Because the whole Mets starting infield is there. And Freddie Freeman had a hamstring injury, just to name another star that's hurt right now. Knowing the Mets' luck, if you lose Pete, Escobar you could lose because you have Beatty. But if you lose Pete, McNeil, Lindor, it's over. Those guys are unreplaceable. Get them out.
100% they're unreplaceable. If you lose Alonso and Lindor, the Mets will probably have 50 wins. Nightmare situation. Edwin Diaz could have honestly won the Cy Young last year. He was that dominant. When the trumpets went on, as my roommate says, the game was over. And I was not caught off guard by what you said, but you said the celebration was not even for a championship game. I just don't understand that. They were going crazy. It was like Game 7 of the World Series, that post-game celebration, and the whole team Puerto Rico just jumped on him. Yeah, just...
It is so...
It was hard to watch.
Utterly stupid. This tournament is so dumb. I've said it from the get-go. Max Scherzer said it best. A pitcher's going to get hurt because they're not ready to throw. Edwin Diaz was throwing 102 miles an hour, his first outing. This is not right. If these players want to play it so bad, play it in November. Play it in November. You might not get the same press, but still, if you want to play it, tell Rob Manfred, I want to play this in November. This is not right.
So, Ben, I got to ask you, if Edwin Diaz comes back, let's say in a few months, let's say he comes back, he misses 2 months, and he dominates. Let's say he wins a Cy Young and he dominates. Are you still going to be mad about the WBC injury?
Yes, because if he's out till June and David Robertson blows 5 games, and we can't win the division or we just missed the playoffs, that's because of this injury. And there's no excuse. I don't want to hear it on Twitter. I heard it last night. Well, this injury could have happened in spring training. No, it couldn't. Edwin Diaz, you're not getting jumped on if the Mets beat the Cardinals 2-0.
You know what I saw on Twitter last night? I don't know who it was, but a lot of people were saying, like, these baseball players can get injured doing anything. They could fall down they could fall down the stairs.
Yeah.
Completely different situation. Pitchers that are big-time pitchers in the majors should not be in the World Baseball Classic. I am so happy that Gerrit Cole is not, and I'm very worried about Jonathan Loaisaker for the Yankees playing on Team Nicaragua. If he gets injured, it won't be as bad as a hit that the Mets take with Edwin Diaz, but I'm frightened by it. It's just, it's not good. It's not safe for their arms.
One last thing, because we have 3 minutes before we have to go for our first break, I assume. No star is ever going to go to the WBC again. I'm just going to...
Besides Mike Trout, he loves it.
Well, Mike Trout, if I'm the Angels, I'm saying you can't go with your back problems after this.
Well, they don't really make the playoffs, so don't got to worry about
this. This is his word stage anyway, let's be honest.
It is, and he hits bombs every night, but we'll stick to New York here.
So, no, this is just a baseball thing, let's be honest. No big star is ever going to go again if Edwin Diaz is out for the year. No MLB team will allow it, and that's how it should be. This is a disgrace. It's a disgrace on baseball. This is a tournament that is stupid, utterly stupid. I said it from the get-go, by the way, so I'm allowed to be upset because I said this tournament was stupid.
You did.
From the
you
get-go.
Set the precedent.
On this airwaves.
You set the precedent a few weeks ago saying, I think something's going to happen. I'm very scared, and now something happened. And Ben, I feel bad for you, but I really wish Rob Manfred was sitting in the chair next to you because you'd probably be spitting all over him. It would be a show. Ben, you just gave me entertainment. I'm going to watch that clip back for the whole week. Wow. So, David Robertson has to be the closer. We saw that last year when the Yankees had bullpen issues. It really
was
never
he
got
with the
fixed.
Yankees last year? I thought he was with the
No, he was on the Phillies, but I'm just saying the Yankees had bullpen injuries last year. People had to play different roles, and it was just a mess. So when your closer is injured and he can't be that closer and different guys got to pitch in the sixth inning or the seventh inning, just creates a lot of issues. And, man, I just hope Edwin Diaz's right knee can get fixed, hopefully before October.
It looks like a torn ACL, so he's out for the year.
Yeah, I don't want to say that, but that's certainly what it looked like, and just wasn't good. Ben, Would you give up your right knee for Edwin Diaz right now?
Mom, my right knee is not very good, so I don't know if he wants mine, but I would give up everything.
For Diaz?
I would give up my right knee. I mean, my right knee is not very good anyway. So.
I would not. I don't think there's a lot of athletes that I would give up limbs for. Aaron Judge, 100%. Gerrit Cole. I think that's maybe it. You know, there's reports, and we might hit on the Yankees a little bit. There's a lot of news to talk to. Of course, Aaron Rodgers, we're getting to that right after the break. But I want to say this. Anthony Rizzo has a quote-unquote cranky back. I would give up my back for Anthony Rizzo.
Hey, I'm just happy. As Christopher Mad Dog Russo once said, that wasn't even as hard as I could go. I can get even worse. Like, if the Mets lose a big game or something. But I'm just happy that was out of my system because I've been listening to so much stuff on Twitter. And it's very rare that you have Frank the Tank and KFC Barstool and all those guys that are, like, the face of the Met fan base agreeing with each other. But, like, every Met fan, for the most part, is on board of how dumb this injury is and that he shouldn't have went to the WBC. Everyone was saying that from the get-go.
Yep, 100% agree with you. And it's funny, nobody's even talking about how this impacts Team Puerto Rico because that proves
nobody
your point
cares.
That nobody cares.
They don't even have a real manager. Yadier Molina is their manager. Mark DeRosa, failed MLB Network guy on television who does a dumb morning show during the season. Literally, you had John Smoltz say, I don't think he knows what he's doing. I don't think he knows what he's doing. You had Adam Wainwright be the game one starter for Team USA. All these other teams get it. I don't know. I'm done.
We'll have to see how Edwin Diaz's knee holds up. I think he's doing some imaging today. Hopefully he has that dog in him, as the kids would say. I don't know. I think he is most likely out for the season, which is, it's absolutely brutal. Okay, we're going to take a short break here, and we will be right back with some good old Aaron Rodgers talk.
Looking to get in shape for spring break? Come on down to F45 State College and try out their 45-minute high-intensity interval training. Get motivated by their team of certified coaches with challenging but fun workouts that will transform your lifestyle physically and mentally while getting a full-body workout, improving energy levels, strength, and endurance. They offer a 7-day trial for $7. Yep, you heard that right. Only $7. Come down to F45 today and change your life.
Get creative and think outside your comfort zone with Penn State's official TEDx conference. Get inspired and check out past TED Talks on TEDxPSU.com. Hear from Penn State students, professors, and others from around the globe. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Stay on the lookout for independent TEDx events coming up. If you had the opportunity to share a TED Talk, what would yours be about?
You are listening to the Ben and Ben Show on Comm Radio from 1010 to 1040, and now it's time to talk some New York football.
All right, welcome back to that show, the Ben and Ben Show, 1022 on this beautiful Thursday morning. And Ben Taylor, something amazing happened to my New York Jets yesterday. We officially, not officially, but you know what I mean, got a brand new shiny toy in Florham Park. One of the greatest quarterbacks of all time said that he wants to be a New York Jet. I almost cried. I almost passed out. I was thinking of the Lombardi Trophy actually being in the Jets facility for the first time since 1969. Aaron Rodgers, the Sheriff, one of the most talented quarterbacks of all time, said he wants to play in New York, and he's made that decision a few days ago. What are your thoughts on that?
They needed to do it, and I just want to make a quick shout-out to the D2 team. I love all the love in the chat. Thanks. We got like 50 people listening to us.
D2 baseball, shout-out.
Hey, you're the new play-by-play guy for the Penn State Club team.
I am the new play-by-play guy, so I can't wait to meet you guys. Hit some dingers.
Yeah, well, no, with our schedule, we should. All right. Aaron, I told you, like, I don't think Aaron Rodgers wants to be here. I don't think, but again, I'll say it. He didn't have a choice. He, like, no other team was going to actually give him what the Jets were going to give him. So listen, it's Super Bowl or bust, but he's going to one of the toughest AFCs you could go to. He might not even win your division, let's be honest.
We just want to make the dance. It's Super Bowl or bust, but I don't really care about if we win in the I'm part of the team. If the Jets win the division or not, just get to the dance. I have a quarterback And now I'm talking like I'm part of the team. I have a quarterback who can compete with Mahomes, who can compete with Joe Burrow, who can beat Josh Allen and win a Super Bowl. Ben Taylor, I have never, ever been able to say that as a Jets fan my whole life. Yeah, we had Pennington. We had Mark Sanchez. The New York Jets are one of the best teams in the NFL.
No, hold on a
second. They are if they get Aaron Rodgers.
Hold on a second. No, they're still not. Come on now.
They're a top five team in the AFC. Top three.
Not top three. Come on.
No.
Top five, I can name teams. All right, you ready?
Who's better than the Jets? If they get Aaron Rodgers, if they get OBJ, if they get Randall Cobb.
OBJ is overrated, let's be honest.
Okay, well, they got Alan Lazard. If they get Aaron Rodgers, they got that stacked defense. Mind you, a little overrated, but they still got Sauce Gardner. They still got CJ Mosley. Stacked defense. They're only going to improve in free agency as the weeks go on. Jets are a top five team in the AFC.
I can name teams better. Are you ready? So, obviously, Kansas City's better than you.
True.
Burrow.
True.
I would say it if
Miami's
better.
Tua?
Yes.
No way.
Tua was on pace to win an MVP before his concussions. You can't argue that. He was.
I can't argue that, but that doesn't mean that I think the team is better.
I don't know. They made the playoffs last year with no quarterback.
Yeah, Skylar Thompson played in Buffalo. That was crazy. But anyway, back to Aaron Rodgers.
On Buffalo, I think you guys are on the same level right now.
So
I think you guys are number five.
Officially trade for Aaron Rodgers, which will happen because the Packers have absolutely zero leverage.
That would be hilarious.
They want to get rid of him.
That'd be hilarious though, if the Packers say, "Nah, we're just gonna keep him." That'd be hilarious.
They literally told the man, "We want to move on."
No, I agree with you. I was just saying, wouldn't it be funny? Just not for you, but
no,
for,
I would cry.
And on the show, I would literally sympathize with you. I would. I wouldn't be rude, but. Go ahead. Go ahead. This is your moment.
No,
go ahead.
Well, now you got me thinking negative thoughts, but I'm going to change my mindset a little bit. I'm thinking all positive because yesterday when it happened, I said on my own personal show, yesterday was the best day to be a Jets fan in the last decade. There is no question about that. The Jets haven't even sniffed the playoffs in the last decade, and we have a guy who won back-to-back MVPs just two seasons ago saying he wants to play for us. We got a wide receiver, Garrett Wilson, a running back, Breece Hall, and a quarterback, Sauce Gardner, who are hanging out in a backyard burning cheese heads and looking like they're about to be Super Bowl champions next season.
They're not going to be.
I'm just so excited.
All right,
for the future.
All right, I'm sorry, but that's like me saying the Giants are going to win the Super Bowl in the next 2 years. You're in the tough. It's not like you're in the NFC. You're in the AFC. Listen, you should make the playoffs, but I don't think the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl. I just don't.
All right, so let me bring it back to earth here a little bit. Aaron Rodgers will be a Jet for at least two seasons. I'm hoping for three, but let's just say at least two seasons.
I would say one, because the way he is, if something's not going his way, he's going to say, all right, I'm done.
Fair point.
Especially because he's taking a pay cut. So you have to take it season by season with him. And I'm not trying to be rude to Jet fans. I'm just trying to tamper down your expectations a little bit. I think you guys have a very good chance to win a Super Bowl. I just think, and if the Giants aren't in, I'm rooting for you guys. So I know just as more about the Jets as I do the Giants. The only time I don't root for the Jets is when they play the Giants. But like I was saying before, you're in a very tough day at AFC with the Chiefs, the Bengals, Buffalo, and you could be on the same level in Miami. But the point is, you could finish third in your division. You just want to make the dance, but I don't think the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl next year, even if they add OBJ.
Yeah, well, obviously, the goal is to win the Super Bowl. The goal going into every season is to win the Super Bowl, but Jets have never realistically been able to achieve that in the preseason, but now they can. I don't know what the win total is set at, whatnot. I don't even care.
I would say just 11 games.
11 games?
Because I said it. I think the Giant Jet game is going to be a toss up. I really do.
And then they play.
You're not going to beat New England. You're probably going to split with New England because you guys just can't win down there for some reason.
They haven't beaten the Pats in 12 games.
You'll probably
13.
Split. I'll say split. We can go through the schedule right now. Buffalo. I don't know, I think split again.
Yeah.
Miami, it depends who's at quarterback. If it's Mike White, I think you guys should sweep, no matter what. If it's Aaron Rodgers versus Mike White, then you have to play. You're probably going to lose to Philly. You should beat Washington. The Giant game's a toss-up, so whatever you want to do with it, especially with the Giant game being a home game, Giant fans will show out. And then I don't know who else you guys play. So I think 11 wins is a fair take.
I think that's fair, too. I was going to say, what is the floor? Like, let's say the Jets make the playoffs and they lose in, like, the AFC Championship a field
goal. No, you got to win. You got to, with Aaron Rodgers.
I agree.
The window is now. It's 2 years. You say it yourself. 2 years. And with Aaron Rodgers, it might be one. But I'll say two, but you got to win now. I don't know how you feel.
I'm just happy that my team actually has a quarterback and my team actually has aspirations to win the Super Bowl. Okay, so a few days ago, I'm going to retract my steps here a little bit. There was a ton of rumors about Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. We've literally been talking about it since the inception of this show. But a few days ago, it came out that Aaron Rodgers gave the Jets this wish list that had OBJ and it had his boys, Randall Cobb, Mercedes Lewis, Alan Lazard. Wish list ended up being completely false. Adam Schefter, Aaron Rodgers told Schefter to lose the number. Everybody knows that story. It's absolutely hilarious. Shout out to Schefter. He handled that perfectly. So the Jets officially signed Alan Lazard on Tuesday. They're probably going to sign some more guys. But the trade hasn't officially been completed yet. Aaron Rodgers, at this current second, I know I'm talking like he is a Jet, but at this current second, he is still a Green Bay Packers. So,
just imagine the Packers say, nah, we're going to keep him just because
then he retires?
Yeah, just imagine.
I'd be so mad.
That would be hilarious. This place would go nuts.
I would most likely burn all my Jets gear. But I was going to talk about the compensation because Rodgers himself said that the Packers are hoarding it up. So I think the compensation is that the Packers,
they want a first round pick.
Definitely want a first round pick. They definitely want a second, if not a first. I don't even think the Jets need to give up a second. I think the Jets can give up a few thirds, a fourth, and they can get Rodgers. Because listen, what are the Packers going to say? You don't want him. You're going to beg for a first, and then what?
Wait, you're just gonna hold have on. Him? What are the Jets going to say? If the Jets don't get him, you guys are
no,
done.
They're going to get him.
No, if you guys don't, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Then they got Zach Wilson.
Come on. Your face when you said Zach Wilson was like, you know, we got Zach Wilson. Wilson.
I miss Mike White.
Yeah, that was dumb. Let him go. I'm not going to lie. But I'm just.
No, well, the Jets' plan B is to get Lamar Jackson. Two first-round picks.
Oh, yeah,
mil.
You're going
to
do that? Like, I honestly think Lamar Jackson's a better choice if you build the team around him because he'll be here for the next 10 years probably.
Your guy Tiki Barber agrees with you.
I do. Tiki Barber, after he stopped ripping Eli Manning for all those years, Tiki Barber's a nice man. I don't know how he went. I heard he's a vegan guy, which, good for him.
Tiki is jacked.
Tiki Barber could probably still play today.
He can. I'd take him on the Jets.
He would never go there. All right, let's go to the Giants here. There's really nothing else to say till the Rodgers deal gets done, but, like,
All I got to say is I am a very, very happy man.
Yeah.
So now to the Giants. They made a splash on Tuesday.
No, let's just start from the beginning. They re-signed Daniel Jones to a very nice deal.
We never talked about that?
Well, we weren't here last week.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
$82 million for the next 2 years. And if he sucks, you can just cut him. That's great. I'll take that deal every day of the week.
Yep. $40 million is great for both sides.
Saquon Barkley is back. All right. Well, he has that tag that Lamar has. Like what I was telling you, what they should do with Saquon Barkley if a deal can't get reached. Someone wants to give him a deal? Great. I'll take the two first-round picks. See you later. And then we can match it too. So the Giants have a chance for that. Then they go out and they oh, I'm taking your thunder here. So
no, no. Go.
The line guy that we got from the Colts. The linebacker. Great signing. Has such a high potential, and if it doesn't work out, the Giants are only on the hook for $22 million. I'm just doing this because we have a lot of time. Don't have a lot of time. Then we got that guy from the Bucks who's going to be on the defensive line to replace what's his name? Dalvin Tomlinson, who the Giants have been struggling to replace since 2020, since he's left. That's huge. He's going to be a good run stopper, and that might help Leonard Williams get his sacks back up. Then the Giants got the big guy from Oakland, and now that leaves enough time
from Vegas.
From Vegas. My mistake. What's his name?
No, could you remind me his name? His name is Darren Waller.
What a steal.
He's had trouble staying on the field, but when he's on the field, he's one of the best tight ends in the league. Honestly, in my mind, the third best tight end right behind Kelsey and right behind Mark Andrews. And at times, not too long ago, he was better than Kelsey in some people's eyes. So for a third-round pick, basically for a bag of footballs.
If he's healthy, it was basically Kadarius Toney because it was the Kadarius Toney pick for him. So if he's healthy, it's going to be a steal. And if he's not healthy, there's no cap hit. So Listen, Daniel Jones, he still needs another wide receiver. We lost Nick Gates, so I'd like them to find another center.
They actually just signed a guy from the Jets.
Oh, the wide receiver, but he's really not.
He's about a wide receiver five.
Yeah, like he's probably better than Darius Slayton, let's be honest, but like you know.
Yeah, so that's the Giants. Joe Shane pressing all the right buttons in my mind.
Hey, the intro still stands, baby. Woo!
The intro element, if you didn't catch the intro, it basically says, I trust my guys, that's me talking. I trust my guys, Robert Saleh, Joe Douglas, and then I say, I love Daboll's facial hair. But Joe Shane, ever since he's taken over and the Giants took over a horrible situation, had to make some interesting decisions with Daniel Jones' fifth-year option. We're past that now. He's pressing all the right buttons, and in a weak NFC conference, he's making the Giants a team that could be one of the best. He's making the Giants a team that could compete with the Eagles, that could compete with, I don't know, the NFC is so weak, I can't even think of other teams.
The 49ers.
49ers, yeah. Well, they got good. They got Sam Darnold. Remember him, Ben?
Yeah, you know. I think that the Giants might, because they basically did give Saquon Barkley a second contract. You know, I think the Dave Edelman made a right choice. Looking back, if the Giants somehow go on a playoff run here over the next years, I think he made the right choice. I'm not going to lie.
So what's your expectation for Waller? What do you want from him?
He's going to miss four games probably. But when he's healthy, I want him to be the second best tight end behind Kelsey.
Ooh, better than Andrews. The Andrews situation is very strange.
Well, if he
doesn't have Jackson.
If you look at his numbers, like per play downfield, deep shots, he is better. The only guy he's behind is Travis Kelsey.
Yep.
He is. Like, that's just a fact. The problem is he just can't stay healthy. So that's what I'm expecting when he's healthy.
Well, hopefully in East Rutherford, New Jersey, on grass that nobody stays healthy on. They're actually getting new grass.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can't say that anymore until the next injury happens. By the way, Sterling Shep is back. Sterling Shepard. I call him Shep because, you know.
That's your boy.
2016 Sterling Shepard will always be a legend, in my opinion. Great to see him back. Giants are going to draft a wide receiver. I'd still like them to address the line. Maybe get a center would be nice. Maybe another defensive guy. Maybe get Darius Slay, but it looks like Darius Slay is going to go back to the Eagles on a one-year deal. There's like three more holes on this team I would like to see filled, but I doubt that's going to happen. Wide receiver will, but the other ones I doubt will happen.
I think they draft a wide receiver in the first round, and if they don't, I'd be shocked.
I would rather
always find one in the second or third round.
I'd rather, Wandale Robinson was second round. I would much rather draft line or cornerback in the first round if it's out there. Wide receivers you can find in any round. Look at Darius Slayton. Darius Slayton has all the flaws in the world, and he does. He drops the ball way too much, but he was a fifth round pick.
Yeah, it's crazy. Talent is there, especially in the NFL draft. Talent is always there. Look at Jason Kelce. He's coming back for another year. Sixth-round pick, one of the best centers of all time.
Ah, Jake is back. Game on today. I just saw him. I'm excited for that. You're right. And Fletcher
Cox.
Cox is back, too. Nope. Yeah.
COX.
Come on. You're going to make me laugh. Come on. We were...
He's a beast.
All right. Good. All right. No. So he's back on a one-year deal, $10 million. So listen, the Eagles and the Giants took that step. They should make a wild card team this year if we're doing predictions right now. They should be. No excuse. But if Daniel Jones takes that step, I've always said it, I think he could be better than Jalen Hurts. I think he's an all-around better ball accuracy thrower. It's just a question now. Daniel, get him one or more weapon, and can he compete with the Eagles?
Yep, I'm high on Daniel Jones. Ben, you know who I saw on social media the other day? Your guy, Brian Daboll, also my guy. He shouldn't be my guy, but man, Brian Daboll was at the Rangers games, and I'm not a Rangers fan, so I'm not really sure why I was even on their Instagram page. I just wanted to watch some highlights. But Brian Daboll was pumping up that crowd in the Garden. It was absolutely electric.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just a ball of fun.
Listen, Brian Daboll's. I'm just happy the Eagles didn't win that game in 2020 because I think Joe Judge would still be here. If the Giants make the playoffs in 2020, there's no Brian Daboll. So, listen, everything happens for a reason, and I think that Robert Saleh is going to get fired.
Whoa!
If things don't work out, who's Aaron Rodgers' boy?
Aaron Rodgers' boy, Randall Cobb, Mercedes Lewis,
Nathaniel
Hackett. Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah, the coordinator, and he's right there. Don't tell me he's not right there. We've seen it before with the NBA, and the NFL slowly becoming the NBA in that way. They bring in their guys. Let's be honest. I'm just saying.
Yep. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. The Jets have a better quarterback than the Giants.
Oh, come on now. Is that really that? Is that really like, I could tell you that too. Like, that's like comparing Michael Vick to Eli Manning in 2011. I mean, like, come on. Like.
So I want to bring this up
Mark Sanchez,
before the show ends in 30 seconds here. I'm going to make this clear. I do not care how good Aaron Rodgers is during the regular season. The guy could have 10 touchdowns, but if he wins a Super Bowl, that's it. That's it right there. His legacy is cemented. He's one of the greatest New York athletes ever.
Yeah, and quick, we wish Penn State basketball a very good luck today in the Big Ten tournament. Not the Big Ten tournament. They should have won the Big Ten tournament. They should have beaten Purdue in the NCAA March Madness tournament. Let's go. We are Penn State.
I agree with what Ben Taylor said. Texas A&M, you are going down. Make sure to stay tuned at 11 o'clock for the Analytical Lion, one of the smartest people in this University of Penn State. I talk to him. He informs me about everything I need to know about sports. He'll talk to you about college basketball games today. Enjoy March Madness. Enjoy the weekend. See ya.